The ouster of Saddam Hussein and the U.S. occupation of Iraq have fueled some anxiety in neighboring Syria. It has also increased European and U.S. calls for reform in Syria. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Bushra Kanafani says Syria is closely monitoring developments next door in Iraq.
We are very worried about the situation in Iraq. Very worried, because it's tending to be chaotic. The most important thing, when you have such a situation, it's difficult for all the region.
Syria recently took steps to improve relations with Turkey after decades of hostility. Ms. Kanafani says both countries, with sizable Kurdish populations, are concerned about the unity of Iraq, where Kurds in the north are calling for more autonomy.
We have mutual interests in the situation of Iraq. And we think that when Syria and Turkey work together as Middle Eastern countries, Turkey is also partly a European country, we help stabilize the Middle East, which is very vital and important.
Syrian analysts say the country now feels squeezed between U.S. allies to the north, south, and east. They say improving relations with Turkey to the north and Iran to the east of Iraq are a logical act of self-protection. They see Syria's renewed calls for peace talks with Israel, its southern neighbor, partly as a way to placate Washington, which is taking a tougher approach toward Damascus on several fronts. The Bush administration has called on Syria to tighten control of its border with Iraq to stop the flow of weapons and fighters.
We are trying to stop any infiltration to Iraq, but the problem is this. These borders are Syrian-Iraqi borders. The Americans are on the other side. They need to do their peace. We are doing our peace. But it's a long border. How could anyone protect all this long desert line? Think of the borders between the U.S. and Mexico. Even the U.S. and Canada. Infiltration can take place anytime. We are doing all what we can.
The U.S. administration sees a democratic Iraq as a model for reform across the region. Washington has stepped up pressure on Syria and threatened sanctions unless Damascus responds to demands to halt its support for terrorism and efforts to develop weapons of mass destruction. U.S. officials see the combination as a potential danger. U.S.-Syrian relations are at a low point. Ms. Kanafani says her government wants a better dialogue with Washington.
We want to make our position clear. And we want to talk with the Americans about the future of the region. They are the superpower that is responsible for the peace process. You have no alternative but to talk to the Americans about the future of the region, the future of peace and security.
Human rights activists like Haitham Maleh voice hopes that U.S. pressure will also help spur political reforms at home. Mr. Maleh, who spent 8 years in jail in the 1980s for his outspoken criticism of the government, now heads the private Human Rights Association of Syria. He says the recent release of 130 of an estimated 3,000 political prisoners is a step in the right direction, but he says more needs to be done. He has some clients who, he says, have been jailed without charges merely for suspicious internet correspondence.
I cannot say it's better, because there is no better here. Maybe less bad.
Political analyst Aziz Shukri links the slow pace of reform to opposition within the ruling Ba'ath Party.
People who flourished and who became prestigious, who became rich from the old and closed system during the last 30 years and so, are not willing easily to give up the privileges and the immunities and the money they've made from the people.
Mr. Shukri, who runs Calamoun University's School of International Relations and Diplomacy, says the pace of Mr. Assad's reform plans are also affected by regional instability.
No sooner Bashar assumed power than 9/11 took place and the war on Iraq started, so he has been under immense pressure from the United States.
Mr. Shukri says Syrian nationalists resent European and U.S. demands for reform, but he says the pressure could help speed up the pace.
Here is the irony. There are some people who believe that because the United States is asking Syria to do this and that, we shouldn't do it. My philosophy is that I don't care what the United States wants, but is he telling us to do something I want? If he is asking me to recover the democracy which I enjoyed sometime and which I enjoy at the moment, somehow, I would say why not?
Still, pro-reform voices warn that democratic reforms cannot be imposed from the outside. Human rights activist Haitham Maleh says the government could help by ending the emergency laws that have governed Syria for more than four decades. Laurie Kasman, VOA News, Damascus.